Thought a single tree?
Single tree. Swing a tree, that's all when it's separate, but when it's double tree, that's for two.
Mm-hmm. That's the two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see. Now, when you go down to the grocery store and you buy some vegetables or fruit, what does the grocer usually put those in? He puts those in a
basket.
Or might put in.
Yeah.
Something you could throw away.
Yeah.
What'd you call that?
Basket, you know, paper sack.
Now, you ever call a sack a bag?
Bag.
Ever heard anybody call it anything else?
No.
Ever heard it call a poke? Never heard it call a poke. Okay, now say that that you go and buy sugar, or used to. What did sugar come in?
He come in a bag.
What was
paper bag?
Is it paper too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's see. And what about potatoes or something? How are they shipped? They shipped them big.
He comes in a and they call them hammer.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be called a bushel. Mm-hmm. Hammer.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever call a croaker? What'd they come in, a croaker sack?
Yeah, they have them in croaker sack. They come in croaker sack sometimes.
Mm-hmm. What about, you ever call it a burlap bag?
Yeah.
What about toast sack?
That'd be all right.
Mm-hmm. How much, you know, say the old days when you had to carry wood, how much wood would you carry like that? How much would you call that?
Armload? Got in the armload, yeah.
Anybody ever call that a turn of wood?
Turn of wood, that's right. I got my turn.
Yeah, you get yours. That's right. What about if you were carrying corn like that? Would you still call that a turn?
Turn, yeah.
Turn of corn?
Yeah, turn of corn.
When that won't work anymore, what do you have to put in a new?
I forget the name of them thing, but you got a socket.
And what's that attached to the socket? There's the thing you flip on and off is a what now? It's a light.
I don't know what you call them.
Call it a light bulb.
Yeah, that's a bulb there, but it's a little gut inside called a socket. Mm-hmm. You got to take it off and plug it back. I remember one time mine got the short, and I stayed out in Forest Home then, and man come out there. I told him come out there and check it. He come out there and checked it, and he found out what it was. It needed a socket. And I told him, I said, you can come back out here tomorrow and fix it for me. He said, no. See, I come back out here for $3. But see, now he didn't call me nothing to come out there for him to check it. But when he had to come back then, he called me $3. He told me, he said, I'll tell you what you do now. He said, you can do it as good as me. He told me to go to that switch yonder. See, now that yonder, you can pull them yonder out.
Yeah.
And it's all right. Now, you can let them now, tube yonder, them four tubes that let them stay. But you got to pull them yonder out, and then he cut the lights clean off then.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me to.
Then you fix the socket.
Yeah, then he told me to fix the socket. Now I fixed it, and I've been fixing it ever since.
That's right, and cost you anything if you got to buy the socket.
He said, you can do it as good as me. He said, but you better cut that old one and knock you out.
Yeah, that happened to Dave Lucky. Dave, the socket in the kitchen went out. He had to go down. He went down to the hardware store downtown and bought one at a farm supply store.
Yeah.
And came back out and had to cut it off and fix it himself. Didn't take him 15 minutes.
No, that's right. Well, it'll cost you something if you let them others come with it.
Yeah, I ask you a few other questions about the kind of things that you have around. When a woman is, say, carrying a wash to hanging out a line, she carries it in what? In a clothes.
She carries a foot tube. Yeah, then they have a foot tube or else a clothes basket.
Something like that?
Yeah.
What, you ever, we were talking about barrels a little while ago. Ever seen one small barrels that nails come in? What do you call that?
Keg.
And what's the things that go around them like that? Steel things to hold them together. What do you call
that? That's a little tin. They have tin, then some of them have wire.
What do you call those things? Do you got a name for those?
No.
You call them hoops?
Hook. That's all.
So you had a bottle of syrup or something like that and didn't have a top to it when you just had only half empty and you wanted to, what'd you stick down there in the bottle so you could keep it?
You got to get your paper or rag.
Call it a stopper?
Stopper, yeah.
What can you, if you buy them, what are they usually made out of?
Cork.
And cork.
Cork stopper.
Okay, to ask you a couple things, these are some of my favorite questions. As a little instrument, you can play like this. My daddy plays it. You blow in and out on it and move it across. Like, what do you call that?
That's a harp.
A harp. Anybody ever call that a harmonica?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Which word do you remember using first? Harp?
Harp. That's,
yeah. My dad said he learned to play that when he was in the sixth grade at school. Yeah. Made them all play it.
And a juice harp, I never could do nothing with them.
Yeah, it's scary.
They'll knock you.
That's right. My daddy plays one of those too. He plays a guitar and he plays a harmonica and a harp and a Jew's harp.
Yeah.
All three of them. And the thing you beat your nails in, you have to get up and use a, what do you use for that?
What, hammer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's see.